Back with you on The Takeaway, I'm Tanzina Vega, and thanks for being with us.
It looked like Armageddon. It was 9:30 in the morning, and it looked like 3 in the morning. That's how dark it was there. You couldn't even see. It was so dark.
Yeah, at one point, we literally had to drive through the wall of flames just to get out.
I couldn't get a hold of my parents, hadn't talked to my mom in over an hour. Their house phone is completely dead. We've all lost our houses.
When the Camp Fire burned across the town of Paradise in Northern California in November, many people never got the notice to evacuate. One reason was because California did not have statewide guidelines for local emergency alert systems. But last month, the state sent out new optional guidelines for these alerts in an effort to prevent disasters like the Camp Fire in the future.
The process really depended on where you lived. If you were in a county like San Diego, Los Angeles, you might hear about things ahead of time, and as a disaster is unfolding, you might learn about it in real time through alerts to your cell phone, through social media. But if you live in a smaller county, which is a lot of that is in Northern California where it's more rural, it could come to nothing. You might not hear any details at all. You might just get a reverse 911 call if you have a landline. There's no real uniformity in the state.
Joseph Cerna is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times.
The new guidelines are generally just to get everybody on the same page. Everyone from your small counties in Alpine County to San Diego, Los Angeles, they need to all approach it on the same page where you don't just think about it as the disaster unfolds, but you should have people in place 24 hours a day that are ready to communicate with the public if a wildfire comes, if an earthquake comes, if there's a flood. Just have everybody at the ready around the clock. And as simple as the concept as that seems, that's not traditionally been the way it's been approached.
Well, and I'm wondering what the hesitation around that lack of uniformity has been. Is it because of concerns that offering up an emergency alert could cause mass panic, or is it just the lack of the appropriate infrastructure that's gotten us to this point?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, California is a huge state, just both by land and population. And trying to do kind of a one-size-fits-all approach, I don't think has been something that anyone has really tried to tackle to this point. And then, as you had mentioned, there is that overarching concern about mass panic. It's not really a worry that's been realized, but it's one that a lot of people that have to make these decisions on when to send people to run for their lives, basically. Some have been found to hesitate to do that because of weighing the risk and reward.
The new guidelines are not mandatory, so how do we know that they will actually be followed and implemented?
I think that's going to be something for us, the media, and just constituents, for residents to hold these people accountable. The only thing on the state level is a carrot and stick approach with some state funding. If you want grants for certain parts of your emergency operations, they might be able to withhold some of that money if you don't follow these guidelines.
In Florida, a state that also has a lot of natural disasters and emergencies that it has to deal with, they have a statewide mandatory emergency alert system, from what we understand. So I'm struggling to see why California sort of will create new guidelines but won't necessarily be on the stick to enforce them.
Yeah, I think one of the ways to look at this is not as the end-all be-all of California's approach to emergency alerting. This might just be a step in that direction to what you talked about with Florida, because myself and my colleague, Paige St. John, have spoken with experts in FEMA, and she's spoken with a gentleman who used to run FEMA and worked a lot in Florida. And Florida, from their perspective, is really one of the leading states when it comes to this comprehensive approach to emergency alerts. We're obviously playing catch-up. Californians and our lawmakers are starting to see that what we've been doing is not necessarily working. This kind of patchwork approach, as we've seen, has left some people out to dry.
Joseph Cerna is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Joseph, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.